举办圣餐来纪念他。
Now we shall perform the Holy Communion and to remember the love of the Lord.
主耶稣基督能住在我们的心里。
Lord Jesus Christ, dwell in our heart.
会让我们与众圣徒一同明白主的爱是何等长阔高深。
And together with the brother sister, we will understand the depth and breadth of the love of Christ.
我们一起祷告，来思想住在我们心中的耶稣基督，他的爱是什么。
In our prayer, let's meditate the Lord who dwells in our Christ and the nature of His love.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
感谢主耶稣这样爱我们。
I thank for the love of Jesus Christ.
一直跟我们同在，带领我们这一次的神训班。
I thank and His guidance in this NATS. He has been with us all the time.
我们到这里来接受主耶稣的训练。
We come here to receive training from Lord Jesus.
因为我们要成为基督的精兵。
Because we will become Christian soldier for him.
所以主耶稣他亲自来训练我们。
So Lord Jesus, come here to train us himself.
我们在这一段期间，所领受的，从主耶稣，所赐给我们的。
And everything we receive during this past week is from the Lord Jesus.
让我们知道。主的爱
and so that we can understand the love of Christ.
那这个爱是像一个火种一样。
This love of Christ is just like the seed of a fire.
会在我们的心中燃烧。
It will start a fire in our heart.
神的爱是。不会熄灭。
The fire of God's love in our heart will never be quenched.
如果神的爱在我们心中燃烧
，If the fire of love, a fire of God, start in our heart.
雅各书里面说，重水不能熄灭。
As described in the Song of Solomon, this love cannot be quenched by many waters.
我们这几天来这里就是希望让主耶稣的爱在我们心中燃烧。
So the purpose of us coming here today is that the love of Christ can rekindle in our heart.
这种爱是没有人可以让它离开的。
And once we have the love of Christ, nobody can take it away.
所以保罗在罗马书第八章说
That's why Apostle Paul mentioned in Romans chapter 8.
神既然这么爱我们
and God loves us so much.
甚至于将他的独生子赐给我们
and to the extent he have given us his only begotten son.
岂不也会将万物白白地和他一同赐给我们吗
and shall he not give everything else to us freely?
有谁能控告我们
Who can accuse us?
有主耶稣基督已经在十字架上为我们死了。
And Jesus Christ has already died for us on the cross.
有谁能定我们的罪
？Who can condemn us?
有我们耶稣基督从死里复活，现在也在神的右边为我们代求。
Jesus Christ has resurrected from death.And he is on the right throne of God, and he's interceding for us.
所以，无论是生是死，是患难困苦、刀剑，任何的事物都不能让我们与主的爱隔绝。
So, Paul said, he was persuaded neither death nor life nor angel nor principality nor power nor things present nor things to come and can separate us from the love of Christ.
天父所给我们的爱是在耶稣基督里面。
the love from heavenly or heavenly Father is delivered through Jesus Christ.
只有在基督里面的爱是永不改变。
So only the love in Jesus Christ never change.
而是这种爱的火永不熄灭。
And this flame of love will never be quenched.
所以主耶稣要跟门徒最后离开的时候。
So before Jesus depart from his disciple.
在跟他们一同吃逾越节的晚餐。
And he, Jesus had the meal of Passover with his disciple.
主耶稣心中所想到的是什么？
What was Jesus' mind at that time?
在这个之前，他想到他要离开门徒。
First, he thought about he's going to depart from his disciples.
门徒很忧愁。
And his disciples were very sorrowful.
主耶稣安慰他们说：“你们心里不要忧愁。”
So Jesus comforted them, say, "Do not be sad."
你们信神也当信我。
You believe God, you should also believe in me.
我爱你们是爱到底的。
My love to you is a love that love to the very end.
所以就为门徒洗脚。
So Jesus washed the feet of disciples.
让门徒再一次的深深感受主的爱是爱到底。
So that the disciple can experience the kind of love from Jesus is the love to the very end.
然后他就在吃晚餐的时候举办圣餐。
So on the Passover meal, he instituted the Holy Communion.
他拿起逾越节的无酵饼祝谢之后，对他们说：“这是我的身体，为你们舍的。”
He took the bread of Passover, the unleavened bread of Passover, and then he gave thanks, and then he said.This is my body, which I will sacrifice for you.
你们也要如此行，为的是纪念我。
You should do likewise in order to remember me.
然后又拿起杯来祝谢了，说这个是用我的血所立的新约，是为你们流出来的。
Then he took the cup and said, "This is this cup represents the blood I shed for you, and this is a new testament."
你们也当如此行，为的是纪念我。
You should do likewise to remember me.
很清楚的，主耶稣要门徒不要忘记主耶稣为他们舍己。
So clearly, Jesus wanted his disciple to remember that he sacrificed for his disciple.
让他们永远记得主耶稣是为他们死的。
Jesus wants his disciple to remember that he died for him, them.
这种爱到死的爱是永不改变。
And this love to the point of death, is the love that will never depart from us.
这种爱是永恒的。
It is an eternal life, an eternal love.
再一次让门徒去亲身体会。
So, the disciple can experience this love from Christ all the time.
因为马上主耶稣就要被抓去了。
During that Passover meal, Jesus wanted the disciple experience his love.
主耶稣要借着这个爱来坚固他们的信心。
Through this love, Jesus want to strengthen their faith.
感谢神，门徒虽然一时软弱了。
Thank the Lord, even though the disciples were weak temporarily,
但不至于离开主。
Eventually, they did not forsake the Lord.
虽然彼得一时软弱了，说我捕鱼去了。
Even though Peter once his faith was weakened, and he said, I want to go back to become a fisherman again.
其他的门徒也说，那我们也跟你一同去。
And the rest of disciples said, we will follow you.
因为主耶稣已经死了。
Because in their heart, Jesus had died.
现在已经看不见。
And Jesus was no longer visible to them.
那我们何去何从啊？
So in their heart, they did not know where to go next.
只有捕鱼去了。
So the only thing they knew to do is to go back to become a fisherman again.
整夜劳力没有打着什么。
But in that very night, they work hard on the boat, but they didn't catch any fish.
又饥又渴又累。
And then in the end, they were very tired and they were very hungry.
快天亮的时候。
And it was about daybreak.
那是最累的时候。
It was the most tiresome point.
最饿的时候。
And the most hungry point.
听到岸上有声音。
Suddenly, they heard a voice calling them from the shore.
小子啊，你们有没有吃的？
And the voice says, "Do you have children? Have you any food?"
真饿得不得了，听到这句话。
And at the time, and they were very hungry, and they heard this word.
立刻反应说没有。
And they just answered him, "No."
整夜劳力没有打到什么。
We have toiled for a whole night and we didn't catch any fish.
主耶稣说，把网撒在右边。
Jesus replied, cast the net on the right side of the boat.
一撒下去就拉不起来了。
As they cast and they caught so many fish, they couldn't even pull up that net.
前面这些动作反应都是一种直接的，没有什么感觉。
So initially, this interaction with the Lord is like come from a direct response.
拉不起来的时候，最敏感的一位门徒，躺在主耶稣怀里的那个门徒，最能感受主耶稣的爱的门徒，说：“是主。”
Before they didn't sense who was calling them, and they just responded this word from the Lord. But then, and the, John, who is the closest and the one who loved by the Lord.Realize this, and he said, "It is the Lord."
彼得一听到是主，
when Peter,
因为赤着身，赶快披个衣服跳下去游到主耶稣面前去了。
And when Peter realized it is the Lord, and at the time he didn't wear any clothes, so he put on a garment and he jumped in the water and then swim from the sea to the Lord.
然后他们也把那些鱼153条大鱼捞上来了。
And finally, they were able to pull up the net and then counted fish. There were 153 of those fishes.
那个时候我就看到，上面怎么有烤好的饼和鱼。
And as they came ashore, they noticed that Jesus has prepared them cooked fish and also bread.
主耶稣说，你们来吃早餐。
So Jesus said, "Come and eat breakfast."
主耶稣服侍他们吃完早餐。
So Jesus actually served them. They enjoyed breakfast.
每个人默默无声。
And everybody was quiet.
只有吃东西的声音。
And the only voice was the sound of eating food.
主耶稣服侍他们吃完早餐。
So after Jesus served them, after they finished the breakfast,
因为彼得是一个带头的人。
Among them, Peter was the leader.
他就问他。西门，你爱我比这些更深吗？
So Jesus asked Peter this question, "Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me more than these?"
彼得说，主啊，你知道我爱你。
Peter replied, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you."
这句话很正确。
Peter answered correctly.
如果他说，主啊，是的，我爱你，那就错了。
Had he answered,"Yes, Lord, I love you," that was a wrong answer.
彼得回答得很正确。
Peter actually answered correctly.
主啊，你知道我爱你。
He said, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you."
主耶稣就说，那你要喂养我的小羊啊。
Jesus said to him, "Feed my lambs."
然后再问他，西门，你爱我吗？
Jesus asked him the second time, "Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me?"
现在很简单，没有什么比较的。
It's a very simple question. There's no comparison.
有比较比较容易回答。
Had he have other comparison, it would be easier for him to answer.
没有比较。
At the time, Peter doesn't have anything to compare
with. 你爱我吗？
Jesus just asked him, "Do you love me?"
那就很单纯了。
So it was a simple question.
彼得的回答还是那一句话。
Peter still answered the same way.
主啊，你知道我爱你。
Yes, Lord, you know that I love you.
这也不错。
And this is correct.
所以主耶稣说，那你要牧养我的羊。
So Jesus said to him, tend my sheep.
再问一次。
And Jesus asked him the third time.
西门，你爱我吗？
Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me?
彼得就奇怪了。
Peter started become
worried.
He become grieved.
怎么会这样？
Why Jesus asked him this way?
这个时候他忧愁起来。
At this time, Peter was grieved.
在这个忧愁当中才去思想，我真的爱主吗？
So in his grief, he reflected, do I truly love the Lord?
我爱主有多少？
How much do I really love the Lord?
我爱主有多深？
What is the depth of my love toward the Lord?
从他的心里深处去思想。
As he searches in his heart,
主耶稣在我心里到底有多大？
How much do I really honor the Lord in my heart?
我到底爱他有多深？
How deep do I really love him?
所以他说，主啊，你是无所不知的。
So Peter said, Lord, you know all things.
无所不知的。
The Lord knows everything.
你知道我爱你。
You know that I love you.
哇，很坚定。
He was very firm.
很清楚。
He was very clear.
那不是主知道，而且彼得自己也知道。
Not only the Lord knows, Peter himself also knows.
主耶稣对他说，
Jesus said,
你喂养我的羊。
Feed my sheep.
那些是比较困难的。
It was a difficult task.
虽然已经长大了。
Initially, it was feed the lamb. Now the sheep is grown up lamb.
他还要吃奶。
But these sheep are difficult sheep. They still need to take the milk.
这些羊是最难去照顾的。
These are the most difficult group of sheep that can be taken care of.
如果没有真正主耶稣基督的爱在心中是办不到的，做不来的。
If Peter did not have the love of the Lord in his heart, he cannot accomplish this task.
既然彼得有这样的爱主的心，
Now Peter realized he has a love for the Lord.
他真的知道主耶稣知道他爱他，跟他知道他爱主是一样的。
And Jesus knows that Peter loved him, and Peter himself also know that.
主耶稣放心了，可以交托了。
And now, Lord Jesus can freely assign this task to Peter without any further concern.
他可以了解我怎么样爱我的羊。
Jesus knew that Peter know how to really take care of his sheep.
如果一百只呢，迷失了一只，他会赶快去寻找。
So had there be 100 sheep in the fold and one get lost, and Peter will try to find that lost sheep.
所以主耶稣就放心了。
So Jesus took a heart.
So, 你年轻的时候自由来往，但是年老之后人家要带你去你不愿意去的地方。
So Jesus then said, when you were younger, you can go any place freely, but when you are older, you will be arrested.
意思就是说你要为我死。
And Jesus said this was prophesying that Peter will die for the Lord.
因为主耶稣为他死了。
Because Jesus died for Peter.
那彼得呢也要为耶稣死。
And eventually Peter will die for the Lord.
如果开始就跟他讲，
Had Jesus said this to Peter at the very beginning,
那他就有很多考虑。
And Peter will have many other consideration.
现在彼得没有问题了。
But now Peter has no other concern.
说你跟从我吧。
So Jesus said to Peter, say, follow me.
主耶稣要知道我们真的爱他吗？
Likewise today Jesus want find out from us do we truly love him.
基督的爱如果真在我们里头，
If the love of Christ is truly in our heart,
那这种爱就有根有基了。
Then this love is a love that has a deep root in our heart.
保罗说，基督的爱在我们心里有根有基。
Just like what Peter said, the love of Christ is rooted in our heart.
他为众教会祷告就是这点。
This was Paul's purpose of prayer for all the churches.
那我们就会知道基督的爱是何等长阔高深。
And then we will realize the depth and width and height of Jesus' love.
我们就知道要怎么去爱主耶稣的羊。
And then we will know how to love the sheep of the Lord.
主耶稣就会放心了。
And Jesus then will take heart.
感谢神，这一个礼拜来一直听到我们的见证。
I thank the Lord. In the past week, I heard many good testimonies.
哇，主耶稣的爱一直在激励我们。
I can sense the love of Christ is really encouraging all of us.
要把我们心中啊这个主的爱把它点燃了。
So, the encouragement from the Lord will rekindle our love for Him in our heart.
还是我希望说，回去把它眺望起来。
My hope is that after we return to our local churches, this fire for the Lord will continue to burn in our heart.
像保罗一样。
Just like what Paul had.
我们看哥林多后书。
Let's refer 2 Corinthians
第五章
chapter 5
哥林多后书第五章
2 Corinthians chapter
5 第五章看十三节
verse 13
保罗说我们若果癫狂啊，是为神若果谨守是为你们。
Paul said, if we are beside ourselves, it is for God, or if we are of sound mind, it is for you.
保罗为主耶稣传福音，他的热心被哥林多教会有些人说保罗像癫狂了一样。
Paul was preaching the gospel for the Lord. His zeal for the Lord was mistaken by the Corinthian believers, said Paul was out of his mind.
但是有时候他又是不忘记攻克己身。
But for Paul, he always remembered to subdue his flesh.
凡事都是规规矩矩的。
So everything Paul did was he did everything orderly.
因为要给门徒做榜样。
He want to leave a good example for the disciples.
他这个是为你们。
So that's why he said, if we are of sound mind, it is for you.
那为什么保罗他们会这样子？
Why Paul said this?
第十四节。
Verse 14.
说原来啊，基督的爱激励我们。
For the love of Christ compels us.
因为我们想一人就替众人死，众人就都死了。
And he said, if one died for all, then all died.
并且他替众人死是叫那些活着的人不再为自己活，乃为替他们死而复活的主活。
And he died for all, that those who live should live no longer for themselves, but for him who died for them and rose again.
保罗为何癫狂，为何谨守？
So why Paul sometimes appear like mentally insane, the other time feel have a sound mind?
是因为基督的爱激励他们。
And it was he was compelled by the love of Christ.
因为他们常常都这样想。
Because they think this way.
想就是纪念。
They try to remember the Lord.
常常纪念，没有忘记。
He always try to remember, and he never forget.
这是主耶稣说，为了纪念我。
just like what Jesus said to disciple, you do this in remembrance of me.
我们知道在使徒时代啊，他们几乎啊，哇，常常都在纪念主。
We know that in the apostolic time, the disciple almost all the time remember the Lord.
在耶路撒冷教会，他开始的时候，几乎天天都在纪念主，都在办圣餐纪念主。
When they started the church in Jerusalem, almost daily they held Holy Communion to remember the Lord.
在纪念的时候啊，主耶稣的爱啊，就在心里头啊燃烧啊。
So as they were remembering the Lord, the love of Christ start burning in their heart.
所以他就明白了说，主耶稣为什么替我死。
And then they can realize why Jesus died for me.
要叫我们活着。
And the purpose is so that we'll live for him.
但是活着是有目的的，活着。
There's a purpose for us to live.
不是像一般世人那样活着。
We don't just live like worldly people.
现在活着是不为自己的。
So when we live,we no longer live for ourselves.
要为替我们死而复活的主活。
We are going to live for the Lord who died for us and rose again.
所以保罗他这样说。
So Paul said this.
如今活着的不再是我。
Today, I no longer live for myself.
是基督在我里面活着。
Instead, Christ living me.
让我们都让基督在我们里面活着。
And we pray that Christ can live in all our heart.
那基督的爱如果激励我们。
If the love of Christ compels us,
主耶稣基督的爱啊，就会啊，在我们充满在我们里面。
And then the love of Christ will fill in our heart.
今天这个爱啊，神就是借着圣灵浇灌在我们心。
And this love is also poured down in our heart through the Holy Spirit.
我们就让基督在我们里面活着。
So Christ is living in our heart.
所以保罗说，他爱我，为我舍己。
That's why Paul said, He loved me and He died for me.
只有这一句话。
And this is what Paul said.
说我因着信，所以这样说。
He said, because I believe, that's why I say this.
所以保罗为众教会祷告。
So Paul prayed for all the churches.
让基督因你们的信住在你们心里。
He prayed that the love of Christ can abide in the hearts of believers because of their faith.
让你们的爱心有根有基。
So that their love is deeply rooted.
能与众圣徒一同明白基督的爱。何等长阔高深。
And together with all the saints, they can understand the height and breadth and width of the love of Christ.
知道这个爱是过于人所能测度的。
And to know that this love of Christ is beyond our comprehension.
叫神一切所充满的充满你们。
And eventually, we will be filled by the power of God, which fills everything.
这是保罗的代祷。
This is the intercessory prayer from Paul.
是在圣经里面到今天还有功效。
This prayer is still effective in today's church.
今天这些话会在我们心里。
And this word of prayer is still in our heart.
在我们心里产生功效。
It will have a great effect in our heart.
所以我们借着领受圣餐的时候，
So while we are receiving the Holy Communion,
来纪念主，
Let's remember the Lord.
让主耶稣的爱在我们心里激励我们。
May the love of the Lord start encouraging us, compelling us in our heart.
让主耶稣基督因着我们的信住在我们心里。
May our Lord Jesus Christ dwell in our heart through our faith.
好，现在我们来读一段圣经。
Let's read another passage of scripture.
哥林多前书第十一章。
First Corinthians chapter 11.
11章
First Corinthians chapter 11
23节
Verse 23
哥林多前书11章23节
First Corinthians chapter 11 verse 23
我当日传给你们的原是从主领受的就是主耶稣被卖的那夜拿起饼来祝谢了就掰开说这是我的身体为你们舍的你们应当如此行为的是纪念我
And verse 24 okay. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you that the Lord Jesus on the same night in which he was betrayed took bread and when he had given thanks he broke it and said take eat this is my body which is broken for you do this in remembrance of me
25节
Verse 25
饭后也照样拿起杯来说这杯是用我的血所立的新约你们每逢喝的时候要如此行为的是纪念我
In the same manner he also took the cup after supper saying This cup is the new covenant in my blood This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me
你们每逢吃这饼喝这杯是表明主的死是等到他来
For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup You proclaim the Lord's death till he comes
所以每逢举办圣餐的时候是表明主的死纪念主耶稣为我们死的大爱一直等到主来
So the purpose of Holy Communion is to proclaim Lord's death till he comesAlso remember the love of Christ.
让这几天来我们所有的主耶稣借着爱感动住在我们心里。
In the past week, our Lord Jesus, through His movement and His love, He dwells in our heart.
让我们回去能够在各地教会把主的爱眺望起来。
So when we return to our local churches.May we rekindle the love of Christ in our hearts.
那么耶路撒冷这个圣城就可以建立起来。
And as a result, this holy city of Jerusalem can be established.
主耶稣说：“我怎么样爱你们，你们也怎么样彼此相爱。”
Jesus also said, "You should love each other in the way I love you."
当基督的爱在我们心中。
When we are filled by the love of Christ,
激励我们的时候,
when we are motivated by the love of Christ,
两只手就会伸出去了,
and then we will stretch our hands,
拉着我们的弟兄姐妹,
we can hold the hand of our brothers and sisters.
城墙就建立起来。
In this way, the city wall of Jerusalem is built.
如果爱只是在心里感动,
if the love only move in our heart,
流泪痛哭
if this love only compel us to cry,
眼泪擦一擦就没了。
But after prayer, we wipe out the tear, nothing happens.
说希望这个爱是激励我们把手伸出去。
But I pray that this love will motivate us to stretch our hands,
拉住弟兄姐妹
and reach a brother sister and hold them,
让教会能够有主的爱充满弟兄姐妹手拉手结成一个坚固的耶路撒冷的城墙
So this love of Christ is actually spread to all the brothers and sisters in the church Everybody hands in hand together we will build the city of Jerusalem
同心合一兴旺福音
And in one heart and one mindWe will revive the gospel of Christ.
来完成啊，天父所要我们做的工。
In this way, we can accomplish the will of our Heavenly Father.
感谢神。
I thank the Lord.
我们现在要来祝谢，一起来领受。
We shall give thanks to the bread, and then we'll receive the Holy Communion together. This is unleavened bread.
现在我们一同跪下。
Let's all kneel down and give thanks.
In the name of
Jesus Christ, I give thanks.
所有的天父，感谢你这样爱我们。
Oh, dear loving Heavenly Father, we thank you for loving us so much.
差遣你的独生爱子降生到世上来，为我们舍己，来担当我们一切的罪孽。
You have sent your only begotten Son to this world to sacrifice by himself for us.
只相信的人不至灭亡，反得永生。
So those, all those who believe inHim will not perish but have everlasting life.
主，我们感谢你，我们都蒙主你的恩召，能够得到主耶稣的救赎。
Lord, we thank you. We have been called by you to receive your salvation.
今天我们都在基督里面享受主的大爱。
Today, in Christ, we are receiving your great love.
主，我们又感谢你带领我们这次成人的神训班。
Lord, we also want to thank you for guiding us through this NATS.
你运行在我们心中，让我们每个人都立志要来参加。
You have been moving in our hearts, so everyone made up their mind to attend this NATS.
蒙主你的带领，能克服一切的困难，我们在这里参加这个神训班。
Through your help, we have overcome all the obstacles so that we can attend this NATS.
我们在这里领受主你的教训。
Here we have received your teaching, Lord.
享受主你的恩典。
We have enjoyed the grace from you.
感谢神，我们现在就要结束了。
We thank the Lord, and now we are about to conclude this convocation.
在最后，我们一起来举办圣餐纪念主。
Now we are holding the Holy Communion to remember you.
遵照主你的吩咐，我们为了要纪念。
And this is your teaching. We need to remember you.
我们借着圣餐能使我们重新得力。
Through partaking Holy Communion, our strength will be renewed.
因为我们要领受主你的身体。
Now we are going to partake your body.
对，求主按照你的应许，使这无酵饼灵化成为主你的身体。
So Lord, please fulfill according your promise. May this unleavened bread spiritualize, transform into your body.
让我们弟兄姐妹一起来分受。
So that all brothers and sisters here can partake it.
使我们的信心更加坚强。
So our faith will be strengthened.
让主耶稣基督你的爱住在我们心里。
And so that the love of Christ can dwell in our heart.
时时刻刻激励我们。
And this love will compel us all the time.
让我们爱主更深，为主而活。
So we can love our Lord more and we'll live for the Lord.
我们这样祝谢，愿主成全。
We pray in this way. Please hear our prayer.
Amen.
Amen.
身体为我们舍的。
This is the body of Christ, and He sacrificed for us.
现在要掰开，让我们大家来分受。
We'll break this bread and we'll share this.
我们一起唱诗来纪念主。
Let's sing him together to praise the Lord.
七十六首。
Number 76。
周传道。借葡萄汁，一同跪下默祷。
Now we'll give thanks to the grape juice. Let's all kneel down and say thanks.
奉主耶稣圣名祝谢。
In the name of Jesus Christ, I give thanks.
亲爱的主，感谢你这样爱我们。
Oh dear Lord, we thank you for loving us so much.
你为我们在十字架上流尽了你的宝血。
On the cross, you shed all your precious blood for us.
为的是要让我们的罪得到赦免。
So that all our sin can be washed away.
用你的血来立新约。
You have used your blood to establish the new covenant.
使我们今天在主耶稣基督里面，借着你的宝血，可以得到神的怜悯。
So today in this New Testament, through your blood, we can be forgiven by God.
主啊，你这么爱我们，我们感谢你。
Lord, you love us so much. We really thank you.
愿主耶稣基督你时刻在我们心里。
Lord, we pray that may you dwell in our heart all the time.
让我们知道你的爱有何等长阔高深。
Please help us to understand the height and breadth and depth of your love.
现在我们又一起来祝谢这葡萄汁。
Now, we are giving thanks for this grape juice.
愿主耶稣基督，你借着圣灵的运行，让葡萄汁灵化，成为主你的宝血。
Lord, please fulfill your promise that through the movement of the Holy Spirit, this grape juice spiritualized become your blood.
让我们里头有主你的丰盛的生命。
So that when we partake it, we will have your abundant life.
末日我们可以复活。
And in the last day, we will resurrect.
愿主耶稣基督你施恩保守我们。
Lord, please preserve our faith in your grace.
我们永远住在主耶稣基督你里面。
So forever ever we'll live in your grace.
也让主耶稣基督你永远住在我们里面。
Also, Lord, please live in our heart forever.
让我们跟主成为一个团契。
So that we are united with you all the time.
感谢主耶稣基督，你这样的带领我们。
Lord, we thank you for guiding us this manner.
借着圣灵来使我们在神训班领受丰富的恩典和教训。
Through this, with the help of Holy Spirit in this NATS, we can learn your teaching.
求主耶稣让这个爱能够永远与我们同在。
Lord, we pray that your love be with us all the time.
让代为我们各地的教会来眺望福音。
So that we can go when we go back to our local church, we go with your love and rekindle the faith and love in the church.
让主耶稣基督你福音的光能够照亮这黑暗的时代。
So the light of your gospel can shine into this dark world.
引导更多人来到主你的面前。
And this will lead more people to your church, to your salvation.
求主耶稣施恩帮助我们。
Lord, please bless us and help us.
我们这样祷告，愿主成全。
We pray in this manner. Please hear our prayer and grant our prayer.
Amen.
Amen. Please sing hymn 98.
我们圣餐就要到这里来结束。
We are about to conclude our Holy Communion.
感谢主耶稣带领我们。
We thank for the guidance of our Lord Jesus.
让主耶稣的爱永远住在我们心里。
I pray that the love of our Lord Jesus dwell in our heart forever.
在我们每天的生活中，我们都感受到主的爱。
I pray that in our daily life, every day we can experience this love of Christ.
主的爱会带给我们喜乐。
The love of our Lord can bring us joy.
会胜过世上一切的愁烦忧虑。
It will transcend all the sorrow and grief from this world.
胜过一切的患难困苦。
It will give us victory on all our temptation and trial.
胜过一切的死亡。
And eventually we will have victory over death.
所以我们愿意献上自己为主而活。
So willingly we are offering ourselves as a living sacrifice for the Lord, to live for the Lord.
感谢神。
I thank the Lord.
默祷。
Let's pray in silence.